Greetings. I'm here to share that the Pony Express is coming. For many of you, those words might create images of cowboys riding at breakneck speeds across the prairie delivering mail. But that's not the pony I'm talking about. I'm talking about our own BCMC Pony Express, which will begin 2 weeks from today on November 5th. The BCMC Pony Express is the vehicle used for the congregation to share their intent to contribute financially to the work of our church. Knowing what financial resources are available to distribute and spend each year is important to developing a church budget. And putting together this proposed budget is one of the responsibilities of the Finance Committee, of which I am a member, along with Al Peters, Mel Voth, Diane Bourne, Frank Stuckey, and Richard Friesen, our church treasurer. Each fall, we prompt the commissions and committees in the church to dream, evaluate, pray, and decide what they need to further the effectiveness of their sphere of ministry. We have a first draft of a proposed budget, and now we will be asking the congregation, through the Pony Express, to share their intentions to support that budget. Yes, the Pony Express is coming. I was surprised to learn that our Pony Express here at BCMC is 40 years old. That means many of us seeing the Pony Express packet arrive at our doorstep each fall seems routine. But let me briefly explain the process for some of the new faces in the congregation and to refresh the procedures for the rest of us seasoned veterans. The Pony Express has divided the congregation into approximately 30 local neighborhoods with a packet prepared for each neighborhood. The Pony Express packet is a large manila envelope containing names, addresses, and phone numbers attached to the front side of that envelope, and detailed instructions taped to the back. Inside the packet are smaller white envelopes addressed to each household. The smaller envelopes contain a narrative budget and intent forms. So how does it work? Well, someone will contact you and arrange a time to drop off the Pony Express packet. And when you receive the packet, open it up, find the envelope inside addressed to you. And after you have read and studied the contents, fill out and sign your intent form, seal it back into the small white envelope, and return it to the large manila packet. Cross off your name on the front that shows that the pony has been there, and now you are ready to arrange a time to deliver that packet to the next household on the list. The names on the front of the packet are listed alphabetically. You don't need to wait to deliver it to the next person on the list if they aren't available when you call. Just move on to another household. Or if you decide it would be easier to deliver the packet to a household closest to you, that works too. The most important thing is to keep the packet moving, since it has only 14 days to complete the journey through your neighborhood. The captains will be the last household to receive the packet, and they will return the Pony Express envelopes to the church on November 19th. My first experience as a captain several years ago was most memorable. I made my phone call to arrange a time to deliver the packet. And when I arrived, I was greeted at the door by Macy, proudly holding a plate of warm, fresh out of the oven chocolate chip cookies that she had just helped her mom bake. Two cookies and an enjoyable visit later, I was on my way. Now, I'm not guaranteeing all of you will get that lucky. But that encounter left me with a memory that to this day brings a smile to my face and reinforces for me the value of making connections. Delivering the pony door to door instead of sending out a mass mailing allows us to connect face to face with each other and to recognize that we all are the church together, our sharing, our singing, our praising, our praying, and our giving connect us all. A successful Pony Express drive is the result of the hard work of many people. Richard Friesen, our church treasurer, the pastoral staff, the commissions and committees, Monica in the church office, and the captains that have volunteered their time. The finance committee is thankful for all of these efforts. But now comes the most important investment, yours. We ask that you take time in the next 2 weeks to prayerfully discern your financial commitment for the 2018 budget. As operating costs increase, along with the desire to add programs and expand our outreach ministry, constructing a budget is challenging. So in the weeks ahead, may you be challenged and inspired as you prayerfully anticipate your intent for supporting the mission of the Bethel College Mennonite Church in the coming year. And remember, the Pony Express is coming. Thank you.